This is Mythical.
Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best possible way. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Welcome to Trevor Talks Too Much, the show where I talk and don't stop, make it drop, throw that ass in a circle. I'm your host, Trevor Everts, Master Baker, Mythical Soft Boy, seer of not one, but two different mental health professionals. That's right. I have a therapist and a psychologist. So you could say that I'm either very mentally healthy or very mentally unwell. Either one. Today I spoke to Damien Haas from Smosh, also a good friend of mine. We're homies, we hang, we game, we party like there's no tomorrow, like it's 1999. Yeah, and I freaking love Damien, and we talked about all sorts of stuff that you'd probably expect. We talked about, his voice acting career, how he got into it. We talked about all sorts of video games, you know us, classic gamer moment, am I right? We talked about how to balance like work life, how he does it. I was mostly just asking him for advice because I'm terrible at it. And, yeah, we shared some fun poop stories. It was just, we hit every subject, you know, we hit all the points. Jamie, you told me before we started this intro that there was something that you wanted to talk about.
Yes. Well, okay. So I had a debate with a friend the other day and I wanted to know your thoughts on this and if you agree with me, who's correct, or if you agree with her, who is wrong.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I think everyone is pretty aware of the movie Home Alone.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Okay, right? So in my head...
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
It's not up for debate. However, apparently, my friend is vehemently against it being a Christmas movie. She was like, just because it happens at Christmas time doesn't make it a Christmas movie. Like, the central theme of the movie is about this kid who gets left home alone. It's not about Christmas.
No, it is about Christmas.
The whole... Okay,
he's home alone on Christmas. And he goes to, like, toy stores and stuff.
Now, I looked this up because I was like, you're so wrong, and I can't believe you had this thought in your head.
Yeah.
And there is this thread where people are like, there is no definitive proof that Home Alone is a Christmas movie. And I was like, so what is your criteria for a Christmas movie? And she's like, well, like, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Or the Santa Claus.
Okay.
Or, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Apparently, it has to have, like, Santa or, like, a Christmas character to be a Christmas film.
No.
No. However, because I think there's tiers to Christmas movies.
Yeah.
For example, Die Hard. A lot of people say it's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas
movie.
And
I agree that it's a Christmas movie. However, I understand the argument that it would not be to some.
Yeah.
Home Alone, the only reason why these family members are gathered in one house is for Christmas.
Yeah.
Every single song in the soundtrack is a Christmas song.
Yeah.
There is Christmas decorations everywhere.
Literally on the cover of the movie, the two bad guys, one of them is wrapped in Christmas lights and one of them is wrapped in a bow, like a present. It's a Christmas movie. That's a weird hill to die on, because I think Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but also that's a bit of a stretch, and I get
yes.
it. No, this is, Home Alone is 100% a Christmas movie. Also, like, what time of the year do most people watch Home Alone?
Thank you.
Christmas time.
Thank you.
No, you're right. That's weird that they would be really like adamant about that.
And every time I have a debate with someone, I have to ask everyone around me to confirm that I'm correct.
Yeah.
Because I like to be right. Yeah. I will admit when I'm wrong, though. I like when someone presents me with a good argument to change my mind. However, so I asked my boyfriend, too, and he was like, yeah, it's a Christmas movie, but I could see the argument. And I was like, how? I don't see the argument there at all. And a couple of my friends like, yeah, I could see the argument. No, absolutely not. This movie would not, they would not have been going on this trip to Paris if it had not been Christmas.
So I have an idea.
Yes.
Well, what's the runtime on Home Alone? Because what if, hour and 43 minutes, what if instead of doing the podcast, we just watched Home Alone and then decided?
I wish we could do like a watch party where we don't actually show Home Alone ever on screen, but just our reactions.
In the IMDb, I'm on Google. I just Googled Home Alone. In the IMDb, in the Google preview, it says, an 8-year-old troublemaker must protect his house from a pair of burglars when he is accidentally left home alone by his family on Christmas. It's like it's in the IMDb blurb in the first. Oh, Home Alone Wikipedia. Home Alone is a 1990 American Christmas comedy.
Thank you. I can't wait to tell her that I have an expert's proof.
An expert? I don't know that my opinion should carry that much weight.
I mean, you're wearing like a very Christmassy type sweater.
Yeah, it's a cool sweater. You should go check it out at mythical.com. I actually really like it. No joke. It's like very cozy and soft, and it's really cool. And it is a nice little kind of Christmassy. It's got like some little, it's green. I don't know. And for everyone out there, I would disagree with Jamie in a heartbeat if I thought she was wrong. In fact, I was kind of hoping that we disagreed.
I know,
so
I kind of was.
But no, you're 100% right. Home Alone is definitely, leave a comment or a tweet at me if you believe very strongly either way. I'm curious if anybody else out there strongly believes that Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie.
I know. I want to, because she didn't have good arguments. I want to hear good arguments as to why it would not be. I really wish we asked Damien. But...
Yeah. Jamie wants to fight people on Twitter about whether or not Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Oh, I've never been in a Twitter fight. I think it'd be fun.
Neither have I. I've like roasted some people on Twitter and then felt bad and deleted the tweets. But anyway, we should get into Damien.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Welcome, Damien.
Oh, hi. Hi, friend Trevor.
Everyone, this is friend Damien. Damien from Smosh. Damien from So Random. Damien from Fire Emblem. Damien from Fortnite. Damien from twitch.tv/DamienHaas.
You're a delay. I mean, that's all my things. I don't need to do a check. I can just go.
Yeah, you're done now. The plug's done.
It's all the plugs. Thank you. Right. You got a Sean Evans it where I have to get through a gauntlet first, and then you're like, this camera, this camera, this camera. I gotta earn it.
No, no, you don't have to earn it. You have to earn nothing. Sometimes I just plug your stuff even when you're not here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, guys, I have this really cool friend, Damien. You should check him out. He's my friend for sure. He's totally my friend.
We are friends.
Really cool.
Now you're making me think like we're...
No, that was like supposed to be self-deprecating to me.
Okay, got it.
Like, I think we're better friends than we are.
Like, I'm hiding under the table with like a stiletto. I'm like, that's right, Trevor, come on. What else was I in?
But yeah, Damien and I, we've known each other for 3 years now.
More, I think, yeah,
3 years. But been friends for probably, like, actually known each other for probably less than that.
I'd say so. I think you and I are, like, that good example of, like, that class of friend that you see at work all the time, and you're like, God, I want to hang out with them more.
Yeah.
And then another weekend goes by, and you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just, we have yet to really cross that line.
Yeah. I just have this crippling fear of rejection where, like, I'm so scared that when I reach out to people, I'm going to be a burden and a bother. And
oh,
then
I know
I'm like,
that feeling.
Well, maybe I should just sit at home instead.
I know that feeling very well.
Ah, well, what are you going to do?
I mean, I don't know. I like, not to snag the conversation too much, but, like, it was my birthday this past week, and I always get, like, colossally depressed on my birthday, like big sads, because it's right next to Thanksgiving, and also other reasons of, like, you know, I'm not worthy of people's time, like, what if they don't come, like, why would anybody bother, like, I hate taking people's time, and also people are out of town, but I was like, no, screw it, this year I'm gonna make plans. So I had, like, a small dinner with a few friends on Wednesday, and that was the actual day, and I was like, that's enough for me. And then I sent out a big invite on Saturday where I was like, text. You got the text.
I did.
And so, like, both times it ended up working out okay. And I was like, okay, like, and like, what if people didn't show up?
Yeah.
Like, at least I tried. Like, position as had I not tried, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't know it was the day of your birthday was this past Wednesday.
It was.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Damien. Wait, hold on.
Awfully bold of nature to not kill me.
Hold on. I got to give me a sec, everyone. I'm checking my text because I got the text and then I promptly forgot what date it was. What date?
It was the day that I sent it. And you, the response was like, hell yeah. And I was like, all right, I'll see Trevor tonight. And then.
Shut up.
It was that night.
I didn't even read the date.
I
just assumed that it was like in the future. Wait, what date was
11:26? Because of course you would. Because of course you would. No. Because why would you?
Oh, I wasn't even here.
Well,
I wasn't even in LA.
And that's
fine.
And
I said yes. God, but, no, now I feel bad.
Why? Don't feel bad. Look, first of all, I have a text waiting for me on my phone that I have not fully, like, checked right now. That is someone else saying, like, oh my God, I can't believe it was the day.
Do you want to, like, hang out after this too?
We'll see how well this conversation goes. And I'll cancel the stream.
Yeah,
I very rarely cancel a stream, but we'll see. This is an audition now, Trevor.
Yeah, there's a good chance that after this, Damien is just like, wow, I never want to talk to him again. That was the worst.
Oh, God, Trevor, I'm sorry. I forgot. I have two streams tonight. I really have to go.
Maybe even three. Yeah, but in the event that you do stream, that's twitch.tv/DamienHaas, right?
You really don't have to tell people that I stream Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday at around 6 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday, and then Sunday around noon Pacific Standard. You don't have to do any of that.
Okay, so Damien, let's
Trevor.
Get into it.
Yeah, we haven't
spent
said anything.
7 minutes just nonsensical banter.
Isn't that every podcast?
Yeah, pretty much. So what do you do?
Open-ended?
Yeah, open-ended.
Well, God, this is like a Tinder date. Like, so Trevor,
yeah, put a buzzer
siblings?
In the table. Damien, buzz, go next. Bring in the next podcast.
Why did you buzz me? Okay. What do I do? Gosh. I don't know. You mentioned voiceover.
I
love voiceover.
Do a voice.
Trevor, that's the equivalent of, like, you going home for Thanksgiving and your aunt being like, aren't you on the video? Do one of your skits. Make us laugh. Do one of your skits.
I know. That's why I said it.
It hurts. Do a voice. No, I've been a voice actor for, like, I don't know, 12 years now?
12 years.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a while.
It's a while. And I really like it. I like it more than on-camera stuff. Like, YouTube world is different, but, like, I did a lot of the on-camera acting when I was a kid, teenager, and it just, like, there's a lot of stress that goes into it. There's a lot of, like, preparing for auditions, driving to auditions. I'm from Georgia. Like, that would be, like, an hour drive into Atlanta during a school day, and then I'd miss school. And like, voice acting stuff is like, I'm going to go home, I'm going to record two things in my closet.
Yeah.
And then, like, sometimes when I book it, I actually do the job from my closet.
From your closet.
So, like, it's just...
That does sound nice.
It's the dream.
That does sound nice. So, you... What is your favorite thing that you voice acted for? Because you've done a lot. You've done some video games. Have you done things other than video games?
Yeah. I was on Cartoon Network for a few years. Okay, I was on a show called Clarence. Okay. That, like, wasn't super well known, but the people who liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I was, like, a few kids in Clarence's class.
Yeah.
But yeah, video game wise, most people would probably be more familiar with Fortnite. Mm-hmm. I've been in Fortnite since before it was released, and I've been working with them for honestly, for as long as I've been with Smosh.
Yeah.
My most recent thing was Fire Emblem Warriors, Three Hopes. I was the main purple-haired boy, hence the purple hair. And I got a tattoo of his sword, first tattoo.
Nice.
This one was really cool.
Wait, that's your first tattoo?
My first tattoo.
I didn't know that.
Of
many. That's super cool.
Thank you. The plan is to, like, it was a JRPG. For those that don't know, that's a Japanese RPG. Think like a Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, things like that. And that's what I want to do. I want to do that in anime. That's the most fun.
Yeah.
So I want to keep booking roles where, like, you know, someone has like a crazy oversized sword or like a special bow or whatever, and keep getting them on the arm. And then it's either my armory or my resumarm.
Resumarm.
That one doesn't work as well. But
I kind of
like
that.
Kind of want to sleeve it up and just be like, these are my achievements.
I'm kind of doing that with food, or I want to do that with food. Well, because I just have the one right now. This is my first.
Oh,
but it's milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
But then I was thinking,
I love
maybe I'll do like a croissant or something.
Ooh.
And then maybe like a baguette because I love baking. But
nice.
Like, you know, I'm open to all sorts.
Baguette is a dangerous one.
Why?
Because people can be like, oh, is that a crunchy little snake? Or like, oh, is that some kind of Pokemon? Like, it's too it's too ambiguous a shape. It's too, people can be like, oh.
I feel like it's pretty normal.
Is that like a road pickle? Is that a pickle with tire tracks? Like,
I think it's a recognizable design.
I guess I would just have to see the design.
Crunchy little snake.
Can you just tell people that it's a pickle with road marks? Because I like that.
No, yeah, I'm just not going to explain it.
It's just a runover pickle.
They're going to be like, what is that? Whatever you want it to be. I don't know. It's an oval. It's a long oval.
It's a long oval. I really love ellipses.
Yeah.
I just like how they're just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they really mean
circles
a lot to me.
Circles are so square, you know?
You know, someone explained that to me the other day when they're like, you're such a square.
Yeah.
You're a square because you're not around. You're not hanging out with us.
I saw that one time. Is that one of those
real?
Is that one of those internet things where someone makes up like an explanation for something and then it goes viral and everyone's like, today I learned that, and then it's the thing, and everyone's like, oh my God, I didn't know that, when it's just something that some random
people
made up.
Say. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with, like, I guess words themselves are different, but like people love to use the word saunter. I don't know if you've heard that, but like, it's the feeling of like looking into a window as you're driving by and realizing that someone is in that building with a light on, living an entire life that you'll never know a thing about. And it's that feeling that you have of like, I'm so separate from this. And it's, the word is saunter. Mm. And it was just a made up word.
Yeah.
That was like on a list of like 100 words that should exist. And people took it and started using it.
Yeah.
And people were like, saunter's not real. It's not a real word. All words are made up.
All words are made
All words are made up. So saunter's a thing now. Use it. I don't care.
Yeah.
So,
who cares?
Yeah. Anyway, so what do I do?
So you did Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
For those of you that aren't familiar with Fire Emblem, you're probably familiar with a lot of the characters from Fire Emblem because a lot of them are in Smash.
You're probably mad that they keep getting added to Smash, but they're all so good.
They're really good.
I can't tell you. So I had begun recording this character before the end of the last like season of Smash releases.
Yeah.
And so when they were announcing, they were like, and the final character being added to Smash, the last one, is Sora. I was so torn because I'd wanted Sora in Smash for years.
Yeah.
But I booked a role. I booked the lead in a Fire Emblem game.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it. I'm in Smash Brothers. It's guaranteed. He has a different fighting style than any of the other ones.
Yeah.
They all have blue hair. My dude has purple hair. He's guaranteed to be in it. And they're like presenting the final ever, last ever Smash Brothers. And I was just like, can I curse?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was like, fuck! And so I was like, so sad.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that would have been like one of the coolest things ever.
It could still happen.
They're gonna make more Smash games. There's print money.
But that's true. But they also just made another Fire Emblem game that they announced like 3 months after mine came out. So I'm just like, all right, like that's fine. But you know what? I'm grateful for what I got.
What got you into voice acting?
It was something I was always interested in. just because I liked doing big characters.
Yeah.
But there was always this pressure as an actor to be like, you've got to be a good actor. You got to be really reserved. And like, my face is very animated.
Yeah.
You know, I use voices to emphasize things that I'm talking about. I can't say what another friend said without doing something that's sort of like reminiscent of their voice.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how it's built in for me. So I'm not really great at like very serious dramatic on camera acting because I'm too cartoony.
Yeah.
Well, you do
a lot of very serious dramatic acting over at Smosh.
I do. I really do. I'm the most serious one there. No, Smosh is great. I mean, sketch comedy, love it. It's a perfect fit. I love improv. I love all those things.
Yeah.
I just like trying voice acting just felt so right.
Yeah.
I was on a show on the Disney Channel, and after that I started working with a publicist for just like a little bit because I was like, I think I'm supposed to do this now. And they were like, what do you want to do? I was like, voice acting. They were like, great, I'll get you a meeting with an agent. And then whatever happens from there is up to you.
Yeah.
So the agent was like, we'll try you out for 2 months, you know, see if we like you or if you book anything. And in that time, I booked a small role in GTA 5. And then I was like next runner up for a commercial that was like, I think it was Coke or Pepsi, that was also like advertising a new Taylor Swift album. It's like, if you really want to win Taylor Swift tickets, get this drink.
Soft drink.
soda is good for you. So they were like, okay, we'll sign you. And then just from there, I'm like, it's freeing. It's comfortable. It doesn't matter what I look like. It doesn't matter if I don't look like the person's son that I'm supposed to play. It doesn't matter that my eyebrows are too expressive. Like,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Voices are also just so much fun to do.
They really are.
I love doing, I do so many silly voices.
Do a skit.
Okay. Now, I'm from the South.
It's Rhett.
It's Rhett. I'm Rhett McLaughlin from down in North Carolina, and I do Good Mythical Morning with my best friend, Link. We eat a lot of food on the show, and we have kissed. What?
No, sorry. I was doing Link to you, like interrupting in the middle of 3 and I'm just being like, now, hold on. Now, because what I was thinking was...
Now, Link, you got to be quiet. I'm telling them about how we kissed. We was back in the shed when we was kids, and I said, you look mighty supple today, my best friend. And you said, thanks.
I don't think you can call your boss as supple. I don't think you can say that they're supple.
They said it.
They said it. Got
they
it.
They said it.
I got to be honest, I'm not caught up in ear biscuits. Yeah, I must have missed that story.
That was Rhett and Link. Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. You've got a future. Not a mythical anymore, but you've got a future in voice acting for sure.
Going out with a bang.
By the way, I should shout this out. I'm on Smosh, which is like a sister channel to Mythical. We do sketch comedy. We do gaming. Yeah. We do personality-based stuff.
I'm on Smosh sometimes. I come over and visit every once in a while.
We love having you over. My goodness.
My favorite.
So I produce for the games aspect, and I'm also on camera for a lot of things. So recently, we had a truth or yeet for our Eat It or Yeet It show, where you must either eat the food or yeet the food and throw it away. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And so we did truth or yeet, and in order to not eat the food, it was Mary F. Kill, Stevie, Rhett, and Link. And I was like, I'll answer it. So... So I'm like, I'm pretty sure they haven't seen that yet because I'm still here.
Dude, well, imagine how I felt because you guys did the Rhett and Link's funeral.
Oh, I had to miss that because of the COVID.
Yeah, but did you ever watch it?
No.
Do you know what I said?
Wait, yes. Yes, I did watch just that clip
because it was the clip that was sent to me. Because how did I not get fired?
Because you got this cherub-like innocence to you, Trevor. Use it now while you're young and everyone goes, oh, he's so funny and clever. And then,
oh, God. Yeah, I've flown under the radar, I think, is like, because, you know, ever since I got hired here, I've been the young kid, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Trevor's the young. He's the Gen Z kid. And so I think, like, the things that I say, I can kind of get away with some stuff. Because, like,
absolutely.
Oh, it's just young kid stuff. Like,
oh, totally.
I just make really funny jokes that are probably not okay. Ah, he's just a young kid. It's the Gen Z comedy coming through.
Look, Trevor, look into the crystal ball and see your future. Use it now.
Yeah. Oh.
Use it now. Because now I'm technically in charge of some people.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore. Yeah. But when you're like fresh kid, it's just like, that's so edgy.
Yeah.
It's so cool that he did that.
I think my most liked tweet that I've ever tweeted is just, my horny ass cannot watch Good Mythical Morning. I think that's my most liked tweet. And then every time I tweet something like that, people are like, oh my God, Trevor, you can't, like, why? I can't believe you said that. Red Link are going to see this. And I'm like, look, it's doing gangbuster numbers right now. It's getting impressions.
It's great.
What are you going to do?
I had my most successful tweet ever the other day.
Yeah?
It was maybe a couple weeks ago. And I said, there's nothing more devastating than falling in love with the 20 seconds of a song that went viral on TikTok, only to find out that the rest of it is absolute weasel piss.
Yeah.
Oh, and, I mean, that's so true, though.
But right? Because the rest of the song is just completely different.
Yeah.
But it got like 121,000 likes. And I was really? Just like,
what?
Here at the end of Twitter, my legacy that I leave is weasel piss. Like, and I even remember, like, I tweeted it, like, at, like, 11 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, the rest of the song is absolutely bad. And I was like, no. Weasel piss. And then I guess it just resonated with people. They're like, wow, I really do feel weasel piss.
I've been, like, waiting. I really want a tweet to go viral. I don't know why. I feel like it's just, like, something that I haven't achieved yet that I feel like I should be able to achieve. I've come so close. Like, I feel like
you're
I've
Gen
been
Z.
Almost
you can do it.
On the cusp of, like, getting it to just pass that mark of, like, okay, it's hit the public.
Yeah.
It has hit the people, the masses, and now it's going. But I just haven't done it yet.
It's just got to be relatable enough in a way that someone has not phrased it yet. And you being Gen Z, you can do it.
I got a good one in the drafts that has probably been done, but it's also like kind of the format's a little bit old, but it's...
If you lay it on me now, you have 2 weeks to decide.
It's call her Canes the way she raisin my chicken finger. I just like, I don't know if Raisin Canes is worldwide enough, you know? Like, I don't know if enough people know what
Canes
is.
You'll go viral in Texas.
Yeah.
And like, Texas has a lot of people concentrated in very small parts.
Yeah.
As someone who drove out here from Georgia, most of Texas is just wind.
That's true.
And there's no radio at the top part of Texas.
Have you ever had any you're out driving in the desert, preferably at night, and you see lights or a UFO or a creature sprinting next to your car? Have you ever had anything like that? I'm just curious.
I haven't had anything like that specifically.
Okay.
However, I know I'm going to say it wrong. If you're from there, just tell me I said it wrong. I'll say it both ways. Nevada.
Okay. The Nevada people need to chill.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And just chill there. But I did in Nevada see a cowboy shit his pants in a Red Lobster. Which I think is kind of similar. I think it's kind of similar to like a skinwalker or a UFO. So it's like, oh, sorry.
I mean, how many people are going to see that in their lifetime? Not many.
Just me and a group of strangers with a dark secret we'll take to our graves.
Oh my goodness. That was not the direction I thought it was going.
Yeah. Classic comedy misdirect. Be sure to check out smosh.gov/garbagefile for more comedy.
Did he get up and leave or did he stew in it?
A little bit of both. And I wouldn't say get up and left. He did definitely like a cowboy saunter, but I don't know if it was because he was like a wilt on the mosey on or like, I'm going to pretend I didn't just shit my pants.
Yeah. Did I ever, Jamie, tell the Scuds McShake story on this show?
You have not.
I haven't told the Scuds McShake.
No.
Okay. This is one of the funniest pooping in a restaurant stories I have.
There's more?
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one.
No, so
feel
okay.
Kindred spirit.
I'm gonna censor the names because I'm still very good friends with these children's father and
Let's
their
call
family.
Them Let and Rink.
Let so, me. we'll call one of them Jay and the other one. Jay. Their names both start with J, so it doesn't really work that way.
Do J1 and JA, so no one's feelings get hurt.
Yeah, okay. We'll do J1 and 2. Why 1 and A?
Because if it's 2, then you're ranking them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can rank them. I'm comfortable with doing that.
Okay.
Okay, so J1 is the younger brother, and J2 is the older brother, because 2 is a big number. That's the... That's the logic here.
Is he the one that did the number two?
We're in a, no, we're in a,
that's the twist.
If you're from Idaho, you get this. We're in a Smoky Mountain pizzeria.
Yes!
You
no,
get,
sorry, I just wanted to.
So, I was like, what?
I'm representing everyone in the comments from Idaho who just had that moment.
So, yeah. Sorry. So we're just in a pizza joint, like chain pizza joint, and we're hanging out, and they were young at the time, and I just got done playing in a basketball game. So we're out afterward, just grabbing a bite to eat. And these two kids, like they were in grade school at the time, but like old enough, and that'll make sense later. One of them, J2, the older one, he leans over to his dad, and he's like, and he kind of whispers to him, and then his dad like looks under the table, and there's a little turd on the ground.
Oh,
and J2 is like, I don't know how it got there. Turns out J1 had pooped. But he, like, J1's dad took him into the bathroom and, like, looked and checked, and there was, like, no markings or anything. There's no brown. There's no skid marks. There wasn't anything on his butt. And somehow he had pooped his pants, stood up, shook it out of his pant leg onto the floor of this pizza joint, and then sat back down with no evidence.
Trevor, I'm gonna tell you something. That either is a prodigy or he has done this many times because that is a perfected art.
No, I think it was an actual problem. I genuinely think like he got in trouble. I think he did it on the bus one time to school, and he's old enough that like you shouldn't be pooping your pants.
Well, yes, but I'm more concerned about the, and this is gross to think about, obviously, but I'm more concerned about the logistics of like, did he have no fiber to the point where like that was one like ball bearing of poop that gently was like, funk, and like that's all there was?
Yes!
Because good Lord, that's not healthy.
I don't know how.
Feed him a green.
yeah, so then after that, his nickname became Scuds McShake because he scudded and then he McShook it right out of his pants.
Oh my God.
Scuds McShake.
I can't believe you've never told that story.
I know. I don't know how.
This is episode 42.
Yeah. Well, I'd feel bad. I still know these kids. They're in high school now.
Wow.
They're grown up and I love them. But God, is that one of the funniest things? And I will give him crap about it for the rest of his life.
Hey, so will he. Hey. But very secretly.
Yeah.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So, Damien.
Trevor.
You are a voice acting aficionado.
I dabble.
Sketch comedy enthusiast, actor, producer. What games are you playing these days?
sorry. So I have my regular, you know, 9 to 6 job.
Yeah.
I come home and I stream many of those days. And then I have voice acting auditions. So I don't have a whole lot of time right now to play games.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find a little bit better of a work-life balance.
Yeah.
But like, I am playing the new Pokemon.
Good.
Just a little bit here and there. Oh, yeah. Good.
Good. That's which version do you have?
Violet.
Dang it!
I know. Well, because everyone at Smosh got a Scarlet.
Okay, good.
So
the exclusives.
I always try to go opposite.
Yeah.
But like, streaming has become my game outlet. So yeah. My style is very eclectic. Yeah. I love all Soulsborne games.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, that's like Dark Souls, Demon Souls, Bloodborne, Elden Ring, all made by the same company. And I usually play it with no armor, and that's how I stream. So either the most
psycho,
intense, but I love it. But either the most intense thing possible. It's like very it's almost meditative because it's all about timing. It's like playing DDR. Like I can look away and talk to chat while playing and then come back. I'm like, oh, I'm still alive, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll either do that or I'll do the most chill, like Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing. We're doing Disney Dreamlight Valley, which is Animal Crossing, Stardew Valley, but Disney made it up. It's a new thing Disney made up. And instead of, you know, meeting a random frog neighbor, it's Michael Mouse or Gooby the Hybrid Dog Man.
Gooby the Hybrid Dog Man?
Yeah,
Disney character?
Yeah, he's like their Hyuk, and he walks on his hindquarters.
I get it, you're not saying...
And he knows language. But, you know, it's Michael Mouse, Minerva Mouse.
It took me way too long to understand what you're saying.
Because I'm not on like, and I think I heard a TikTok say this, so I'm not going to take full credit, but like, I'm not on like friendship terms with them yet. Like, I don't know them. That's Michael. Yeah. Mickey is a nickname.
Yeah.
I'm not going to meet you for the first time and be like, what's up, Trev? It's like, yeah. It's like, no, I'm Trevor for a little while. Like, let's.
I'm Mr. Everts. Thank you.
Mr. Everts was my father. Please call me Dr. Professor Everts. Comma, screw you. And we're playing a little bit of Pokemon. Okay. And so, you know, it is what it is. It needed a few more months in the oven, but I'm having a good time.
That's the thing. Like, because I saw so much stuff on Twitter. I didn't buy it on release. I wasn't sure.
Same.
Also, I was traveling, so I was like out of town and I was busy. And then I saw all this stuff on Twitter. But the one thing that like I saw was people kept saying, they were like, this is like one of the buggiest, like framiest Pokemon games ever, but it's also the most fun I've had playing Pokemon in like a long time. And I was like, well, that's enough for me. Like, I can get behind like framey, like buggy stuff. I mean, I've played Skyrim. And so,
that's half the fun.
And I got it, and I played so much over the week of Thanksgiving.
It's great.
And it is so much fun. I love it.
Here's what I think it has going for it. There is an issue that every established franchise has when it makes the crossover from two-dimensional to three-dimensional gameplay. Sonic the Hedgehog hasn't really figured it out. But Mario figured it out very quickly. They went from a 2D game to like Mario 64. We loved it. It felt the same. It was great. Didn't matter that the character was named the same. It was a similar game.
Yeah.
I would argue that the closest thing that Zelda has done to original Zelda is like an Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Where it's very open world and very explorational. And
yeah.
I love Breath of the Wild, don't get me wrong. But so Pokemon has trouble with that. They did Arceus.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which was an amazing step in the right direction.
Yeah.
I could play games like, and that was the most recent release. I could play games like that all the time.
Yeah.
And they took just enough things from that and melded it with their old 2D style to make this one.
Yeah.
They're going to learn a lot from it. There are some things that they need to fix.
Yeah.
This game needs a little bit of linearity. It needs some hand-holding so that you know it's a curated experience.
Yeah.
It's the difference between being handed a beautifully written book and a blank journal and being like, well, you write the whole story.
Yeah.
You do it. It could be anything. Yeah. And I'm like, you got to take me on a ride sometimes.
That was
one
of the things I felt where it was like, I got like kind of going on one like path, or I was doing something, and then all of a sudden I was like, okay, I'm gonna go explore this other part, and now I'm doing a gym that has level 20 Pokemon and my Pokemon are level 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Where I was like, oh, I wish I'd known like what order to do these things in. But when I was home, I was hanging out with my friends, and I went over to one of their apartments, and we like ordered Taco Bell. I picked up some White Claws on my way over, and I was like, what do we want to do? And then my friend
have Taco Bell and White Claws. What do you mean, what are you going to do?
Well, my friend, I brought my Switch over because I was like, well, if you know, there's some downtime, or if we're like watching a show or whatever, doing something, I was like, maybe I'll play Pokemon. And my friends and I, we played Pokemon and did group raids until 3 a.m. We played Pokemon for like 6 hours straight.
That was awesome.
The greatest. And I was like,
great. That's so fun.
This is so much fun. I love the multiplayer aspect of it. I love the fact that you have these challenges. And some of them were like pretty challenging.
Yeah.
Like having to strategize, because most Pokemon games are pretty simple. Like, they're pretty
easy.
You
hit the thing with the hardest thing you got until it falls over and you do it for the next one.
Yeah.
But
doing some of the raids and, like, you know, running around. Also, they have, like, multiplayer. You can join each other's world and,
I've been doing that. Run around
together.
I'm doing that on stream. I'll be like, hey, who's doing a 3-star raid? Drop the code in chat.
Yeah.
I'll play with you, and then we'll get into more other people from the community. And, like, it's fun. It feels like we really did it, you guys.
Yeah.
We did this together.
How do you balance, because you mentioned that, you know, you have your 9-to-6. Which is over at Smosh.
Smosh.
And then you come home and you stream for 3 hours. Is that like draining?
It. Here's the thing. I legitimately have a lot of fun streaming. I will regularly stream to an audience of like, during pandemic when no one had anything to do, yeah. The audience would be like, it'd be like 1,100 people.
Yeah.
Now we're like more of like a group of like 400 to 500 I can expect
semi-regularly.
And it's this very chill group that is more there about like hanging out and like doesn't care about the games as much. Like,
yeah.
It's a whole different spread of age demographics. Like we have people in their 50s who are teachers.
Yeah.
We have teenagers who are still trying to figure things out and they're like, school's hard, you know? And it's, but we're all sort of coming together to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I legitimately enjoy it. So that's the difference for me.
Yeah.
If I were like a professional streamer and my entire livelihood relied on me being the best at Fortnite,
yeah.
And I have to get a victory royale every time, of course that would be draining. You know, yeah. I wouldn't be able to do that and have a 9-to-6 job. But, yeah. You know, these are often the games I'd be playing anyway. I've always told my community, like, if I am ever forcing myself to stream, I'm probably just going to cancel because yeah. I don't, because you'll know.
Yeah.
Like, those nights when I'm tired and I'm like, I really should stream, there are less people. People click out because yeah. I'm not having as much fun.
Yeah.
No one wants to see obligation.
That's the thing that I've run into, I feel like, because, like, I actually used to stream more before I started working here.
Oh, really?
Probably just because it was more chill and I didn't put any expectations on myself. But, yeah, I've been wanting to stream so bad, but also the games that I play are terrible for streaming, at least for me, because they're all, like, 5-player, like, multiplayer competitive games.
Oh, that is tough.
Like, League of Legends and Valorant. One, I'm not, like, the best at them. I'm okay.
Sure.
But they just require so much focus and attention, and it's like, I don't like that. I like being able to interact with people, but there's also
sure.
not a lot of single-player games that I really, like, that I haven't played already that I think that I could play on, like, a regular and consistent basis. So I'm always struggling with, like,
that's fair.
Do I want to stream a game that I don't love streaming because, like, I want to focus on the game and also focus on this other thing, and then
yeah.
I can just end up just being bad at both of them? Or do I try and find a game that, like, I've played before or I don't want to play as much, but mm-hmm. that is better for streaming?
I mean, if I may.
Please do.
I think it's a matter of finding, obviously, that balance for yourself. Like, I love Souls games.
Yeah.
Dark Souls, Demon's Souls, whatever. I have over 1,000 hours combined in all those games.
Yeah.
So that is something that I'm able to do and talk to chat
yeah.
while playing. And if I want to make it fresh, I'm like, oh, I've never made a character that, like, doesn't use armor and only uses, like, little stabby fencing swords before. Let's
yeah.
do that. And then I can run people through the game. And I get so excited to talk about the game that I get to bring new people along with me. I'm like, hey, you know, if you've never played this game before, here's why this part is so exciting.
Yeah.
And I think this is true for me. This may be true for other people. I think what people can appreciate is passion.
Yeah.
Like, I will watch a TV show I don't like.
Yeah.
With someone who loves it.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh my God, I'm seeing it through your eyes. This is so fun.
Yeah.
So that's more what it's about for you. If you're worried that, like, your favorite game is going to be boring to watch, it's like, are you boring while playing it?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I would watch Trevor having fun doing whatever. I'd watch you having fun cooking. I'd watch you having fun playing video games. It's definitely more about the community hangout vibe.
Yeah.
So, like, Breath of the Wild, Zelda, like, I'd played that a ton, but I was like, let's put it on master mode and let's yeah. limit ourselves in this way.
Yeah.
And now we'll explore again. This will be fun, you know?
I got to do it, Jamie.
Do it.
I gotta be a RuneScape streamer.
There you go. But I mean, RuneScape streamers, they're a thing.
I'm play friends some with some of them.
Really?
Yeah, I freaking love RuneScape. Oh my God.
My old account doesn't exist anymore, which breaks my heart because I had a high level character when I was like in middle school. Like that
yeah.
game almost ruined my life.
Yeah.
Legit. I was, those of you that don't know, I keep trying to bring people in case they don't know. RuneScape was like a browser based game that was like an RPG, kind of like World of Warcraft, but like
so simple.
Imagine cobbled together by a toddler.
No, I talk about RuneScape all the time, like, on the show. So
oh,
you don't
great.
Have to. Yeah, I've
great.
Jamie gets upset with how much I talk about RuneScape, but it always comes
do
full
you?
Circle. Back
no,
to
there
it.
Was one episode where I did in the video do a RuneScape counter at the bottom of the screen.
That's so funny.
That was
my
fun.
Fault. It's a good game.
It did almost ruin my life. I remember, like, in middle school, I was like, I was a very high-achieving student.
Yeah.
I think I'm the right kind of, like, brain to do well in school, but otherwise just be a slacker.
Yeah.
We're all just wired differently. And school is built for one type of brain.
Yeah.
I was that type of brain. So, like, I was in chorus in middle school, and I had the opportunity to go to all-state chorus.
Yeah.
But I had to learn these little songs to audition. And I had, like, months to do it.
Yeah.
And all I did was play RuneScape. And it got down to the, like, last week before I had to do it. And I was playing RuneScape, looking over at these songs, like, being anxious and being like, I really need to learn these. And I ended up just, like, walking in the... I remember walking into the living room and telling my parents, hey, I don't know if I want to do All-State chorus this year. And they were like, why? And I was like, I feel kind of stressed. And I've been really busy and I just don't really want to. And they were like, you've been playing that game. And I'm like, no. And they're like, you're done with the game. Go learn the songs. I was like, okay.
Like, I'm grinding Slayer, mom and dad. What do you want from me?
I very possibly was grinding Agility or Slayer. But it was like such a dopamine hit that I don't think I've experienced since childhood. No game has done that for me. MMOs will do it, but
it's so great.
I love it.
Maybe it's just because it's the first MMO that I ever played that it's like the only one that I can really get into.
Mm.
But it's just like still to this day, even though it is like just a terrible game, it's like not like when you think about MMOs and like the mechanics, like
right?
Such bare bones mechanics, like graphically terrible, but it is just so much fun to me. And also, all of my favorite, like, almost all my favorite streamers and YouTubers are RuneScape. Like,
that's
I love
so
watching RuneScape content.
Maybe that's what Smosh Games does now.
I love it.
That's our new series. That's what we'll do. For the record, like, I've got a lot of neurodivergent tendencies. Like, I'm an anxious lad. I'm in therapy.
Yeah.
I have OCD. I have CPTSD. I have all these things. And I look back now and I'm like, I was anxious. Like, even the only thing that allowed me to relax during the most tumultuous formative years of my life was like, if you ever make a mistake, you're going to lose everything you got, kiddo. And I'm like, oh, like, unpacking that. Like,
oh, man. They've changed the death mechanics. So now you don't lose everything when you die unless you're in the wilderness. Well, so the way it's always worked is that when you die, you keep the three most expensive things that you have. Unless you're praying the protect item prayer, then you keep the four most expensive items that you have.
Right.
Of course. Now your items go into a gravestone when you die, and you can either, you have 15 minutes to run back to the spot that you died and pick everything up, or if you can't get there in 15 minutes, then it goes to death's coffer. So you have to go into the realm of death, which is basically you go down a staircase in Edgeville and death is at his desk.
Trevor, I just want you to get back into Final Fantasy 14 because we never got to play together.
Yeah, no, but it's, I can't do other MMOs. It's
the
so
pick Final Fantasy 14 is better.
No.
It's newer and you get to be, I'm a very handsome bunny boy that uses a spear.
I already pay $10 a month for RuneScape membership. I can't.
I will pay you $10 this month to stop it. And to play Final Fantasy 14. Look,
dude, I did the math on how many months of my life I've paid for RuneScape membership. It was sad how much money I spent on that game just buying membership over the years.
But look, if you went to an arcade with your friends, you would drop $20 like it was nothing.
Yeah.
So a month of enjoyment for $10, not so bad.
Oh, yeah.
We pay for streaming services. You've got a gym membership you're probably not using that. I know I don't use.
Yeah.
That's $30 a month that you forget about, and then you're like, well, you got to print out a form and mail it to some, you know, Kuwait.
Yeah.
And then and it'll be 18 months before we get the letter, and you got to pay all the 18 months.
Why is it so true?
I guess I can't call out the actual business, but it rhymes with LA Fitness. screw you guys. And so I still haven't canceled and I've paid for it for like 7 years.
I have an LA Fitness.
See? And that's so much money. So, like, you could do that and Final Fantasy and just buy a bench for your house and hand weights. That's what I did.
I have one.
Cancel the membership. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to peek your mics here. But, like, so it's all about budget. So my point is, during the height of the panini, I played Final Fantasy 14 with an ex-partner. And, I just did the almost horrible snotty sniff. I played with an extra.
Sounded like a Shih Tzu, like a little dog that
like
can't breathe. Like
I was
a pug.
Bred to like.
It was like just the dog with the smush face that every time it breathes, just like.
Why has humanity done this? No god nor nature would make me this way. Okay, so I used to play with a partner, and after she and I broke up, I was like, all right, I'm gonna move realms. Like I'll maybe like. you know, not play Final Fantasy 14 for a while. And then you were like, I play Final Fantasy 14. I was like, there we go. My light in the darkness. The hand outstretched all that time was not a waste. And yeah. I was like, Trevor, I'm back on Final Fantasy 14. You're like, nah, I'm not doing it anymore. I don't remember what the exact quote, but yeah. It was something like that. So like, just like, play.
Here's my problem with Final Fantasy 14.
Tell me.
I hate fetch quests.
Okay.
And that's like one of the things that I really like about RuneScape is even though it's a very simple game and has simple combat mechanics, there is like so many skills in the game that all have very different training styles. And there is like an endless, like, I love the AFK aspect of the game. That's one of my favorite things. The fact that I can sit at RuneScape, like sit with RuneScape up on one monitor, I can watch a movie or a show or whatever, and I barely even have to look at the screen. And I can just click,
but that's what
I can click on an abyssal demon. But then in Final Fantasy, I'm like, all the quests at the start of the game are like, you got to run across the map to this guy and talk to him. Now run all the way back. Well, and now run to this guy and then run all the way back. And I'm like, I'm just constantly like looking at the map, clicking, trying to
but what
run.
What do you mean
places.
The start of the game? You played it for like years. You don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, but then like the new expansions come out and it's like the same thing over and over again. And I just got over it.
Okay, fine.
I'm sorry, Damian.
Fine, it's okay. We'll play Pokemon.
Can we play Stardew Valley?
Maybe, yeah. I've also got like 1,000 hours in Stardew Valley. I think I've played everything they have to offer, including mods. Like I'm
really,
and it used to be my stream game, especially during pandemic. Like when I said like I'd have like 1,100, 1,200 people watching. Like it'd be like we're back in Stardew. Here we go. Like it's all about the run. My stream mascot is named Go Go Hippo Go. It was a character I came up with in Dark Souls 2, and he just has followed us forever. So it's just like, is Hippo going to find love today? Find out on today's Stardew Valley, and then. You did talk about Stardew Valley romance. They were like, Stardew romance options.
Yeah,
and that's how you pick a person's personality.
Yeah.
Why don't you take a wild guess, knowing me, who my romance option was? Just take a wild shot in the dark.
Abigail?
No shit, Trevor. Of course it was Abigail. Of course it was Abigail. Dyed purple hair, plays video games, like
Abigail
is badass,
mine
and is like,
too.
Of course, yes. Abigail was written as a character for us and people like us to be like waifu material. Like literally like purple hair and like this character is like, she plays video games and she's like, I want to learn how to use a sword and go on an adventure. And it was like, wow, like Manic Pixie Dream Girl. She like video game like me? Yes. So yes, Trevor.
You've done for the last 54 minutes and 31 seconds is call me out. And I hate it.
We talk too much. So this is my
All you've done is just freaking hit me right on the head. Just bullseye after bullseye after bullseye.
It's my job.
You know me too.
It's my job to know you. I was hired by Rhett and Link to keep you in check. I'm your handler.
I didn't know that. But I've got a better Stardew question for you.
Please.
What is your favorite thing to do in the game? Like activity. Like if you had to pick one activity, you wake up on your farm, you walk out the door, what are you going to do?
Okay, let me paint you a little picture. It's fall.
Okay.
Everything in the game has changed color palettes just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know that the Harvest Festival is coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
You better have gold star items in your little chests there.
Yeah.
So you can have the Grange display all ready to go.
Yeah.
Show off for all the villagers.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, you remember, oh wait, hasn't it been exactly 12 days? Look in the greenhouse. It's time for the blueberries. And all you do, up and down each row, is just hear the most satisfying noise in the world. As you just pick blueberry after blueberry, and you just see the money go up.
Yeah.
And you just think, wow, I'm so good at this game. And really, it's like there's nothing you have to do, but like, and then you make preserves, and then you sell the preserves, and you make blueberry wine, you sell the blueberry wine, and it's not about the money anymore. It's always been about the berries, Trevor.
Yeah, no, not me.
Okay, what do you like?
I don't farm.
You don't
I refuse.
Is it just animals?
No, it's just fishing.
What?
All I do in Stardew Valley is fish. It is my favorite thing ever,
Trevor. If this were like the Stardew version of a Briggs-Myers test, it would have just come back negative because that's insane.
I love fishing so much.
Are you a fisher person IRL?
No.
No, never?
No, I've fished like once in my life. It was the worst.
Yeah, it's not
so boring.
It's not the same.
I got a lot of friends that fish. Not for me.
Yeah.
Just sitting in a boat, just sitting there.
Yeah.
No, not for me at all. But
I also
Stardew Valley, amazing.
I don't drink, so I don't think I could ever just sit on a boat for like 12 hours. But usually it's other people just like, yeah, like let's just kick a few back and fish. I would just be like, it's the sun. I'm hot. I have a skin condition. I feel it flaring up in the sun.
Yeah.
I wish to go to land, please.
Take me to the shore.
Take me to the shore. Beauregard, to Earth. If I don't feel terra firma beneath my souls, I swear to Christ above.
Is there something you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. No, I thought we were just finally going to make amends.
What amends?
For the
Do we need
fight.
To make, for the fight?
We had.
I don't know if I'm ready
this
for that
This is what
that
gets
yet.
Clicks. Joe.
I don't know if okay. I'm ready for that yet.
It's okay. I'll give you time and space.
Yeah.
Space time.
I'm actually it's pretty hurt that you brought that up.
Well, I'm hurt that you didn't.
Well.
Well.
That's where we agree to disagree.
Hmm. Well, it's a deep subject. That's a dad joke. I wouldn't know. Mine's gone.
This is why I can't be in the same room as you.
Yeah? Well, for me, it's because of the court order. So.
It's because you fish in Stardew Valley.
It's because you fish in Stardew Valley. And next you're going to say you like foraging for money.
I think that's all I have to have. But plug away. This is the time. This is the part of the show where you get to plug whatever you want.
Trevor, you've done it for the most part, but which camera? Are you going to Sean Evans me while I'm like.
All of them. All three of them.
Hi, I'm Damien Haas. I'm a voice actor. I'm a Twitch streamer. You can also find me on the YouTube channel Smosh, Smosh Games, and Smosh Pit. If you want to watch my Twitch streams, we're a very inclusive, very chill community. We're very just inclusive in general. If you're somebody that has a hard time making friends, you know, if you are, a lot of the community is like LGBTQIA+, or genderqueer, or neurodivergent in some way, or just a group of people that like gets that. So it's not a place to like dump your problems. It's just like, we're a chill, safe space. Or if you just like gaming too and are chill with other people, then awesome. Come on by. Voice acting, you can hear me in Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes as Shez. Fortnite, I'm always doing stuff for. You can hear me as the Nothing in the most recent update that who knows by the time this comes out what. But if I think that quest line should still be available. I don't know. I am Damimi, I guess. Like, yeah. I'm Damien Haas on all social platforms, HAAS.
Yeah. So here's what you need to do. What you need to do is you need to go to google.com. You need to type in Damien Haas and then click on every single link. Every single one.
I wouldn't advise that.
Millions of results.
I wouldn't
click on every single
that.
One.
You can click on my IMDb multiple times and me just be like, wow, I guess I'm like in the star meter, like way up now. I don't know why. Like,
thank you so much for coming on the show,
Damien.
Thanks
for having me, Trevor.
It was a pleasure.
Finally have a little chat with you.
Yeah.
Trevor, is there anything you'd like to plug?
No. Everybody, that was Damien. You heard his plugs a billion times, but definitely go check out all the stuff that he does with Smosh. Go check out his Twitch channel. He's a great guy. Genuinely one of the most kind and supportive people ever. So please go support him. Go check him out. Jamie, do you have any thoughts, notes, objects that I could improve on in the future? Anything that I did particularly well this episode?
It flowed super great. I mean, it was one of those things where, like, you know, I let you do your thing. I couldn't even get a word in because you guys were just chatting it up, which was
yeah.
great. He also does, you both do good voices. I was very, very particularly proud of your Rhett impression. Sounded almost exactly.
That was so dumb. I hope, yeah. I'm glad I'm like 99% sure that Rhett and Link don't listen to this. So, but it'd be funny if they did.
I'm not gonna clip it and email it or anything.
Jamie's trying to get me fired. He's like,
no.
I don't want to work with him anymore.
No,
it's funny because when I was doing voices, like, or I was so intimidated because I normally do tons of voices. I didn't want to do any because Damien's were so good and so smooth. And then I was like, I'm like such an amateur, but he's literally a professional. So that's hard. Oh, fun fact. I've got a fun fact for you. Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
I would love to see people in the comments shout out other movies that most people believe to be Christmas movies, but that they think are not.
I don't believe that Santa Claus is a Christmas movie.
with
That's a movie about psychosis.
It's a movie about multiple personality disorder.
Oh my God, we should have just taken a whole podcast where we take actual Christmas movies and like talk about how they're not, and like this, because the plot's really this.
Yeah. What would The Grinch be about? It's just a movie. It's like a fantasy movie about goblins that terrorize towns and steal things.
It's like Gremlins, but from the gremlin perspective.
But the gremlins are weird and green.
Yeah.
And big and have like weird little bellies.
Gremlins is also kind of a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've seen Gremlins. It's been a while. That movie scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
Yeah, they look really cute, and then they get really scary.
Yeah, that's like the whole movie.
Yeah, that's all the time that we have for today's episode.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Trevor Talks Too Much. We got new episodes every Tuesday coming out wherever you get your podcasts. We got the video versions coming out the following Monday over on YouTube. Again, leave a comment, leave a review. Let me know what you think about whether or not Home Alone is a Christmas movie. And yeah, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Trevor Everts if you want to see my unhinged thoughts and sometimes pictures of myself. And yeah, I will, I'll see you all next week for, an episode for sure.